So Pittsburgh Sunny Side is a Pittsburgh public school. It's in the East Liberty area, if my memory is correct. And here with us today, we have Helena Alston, Ms. Alston. And you have done something pretty remarkable here in your class. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to be hearing.
Sure. Good morning. We are Sunnyside Elementary School in Stanton Heights, and these are the Sunnyside Dragons, and I'd like to welcome 12 of my students who are going to do some choreo poetry. They wrote the poems themselves, and it's based on culturally responsive arts education that we've been working on the project for the last 3 years, funded by the Heinz Endowments, and this is a culmination of their rites of passage year, by which they are going to engage in several different components for coming of age. And these are original poetry that they've written based on the themes, our greatest hopes, our deepest fears, and I Have a Dream.
Now, just to set the stage, 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, including you.
Yes.
And we'll add me, too. Why not? There's 18 people here, but I'm not going to be doing anything except listening and enjoying. 18 people, there are four drums, and these are the five drums. One must be a little small. It looks like we have conga drums. We'll talk a little bit more about the drums when we meet the people playing them. You will get a chance to meet everybody after the production takes place. And we're so excited to have everybody here this morning. You'll hear some solos and some poetry. You mentioned the term choreo poetry.
Yes, choreo poetry is coordinated poetry by which two or more people recite the poem together in unison and in a rhythmic pattern. So our children, we believe, are some of the purveyors of the choreo poetry in the Pittsburgh area. And myself and Mr. A. Lee Kihonya have worked very hard with the drums and with the students' original poetry to create some choreo poetry presentations.
And over what period of time have you been working on this? It must have taken a lot of hard work by everybody here.
Very much so. We started last year in the fifth grade with the students doing some choreo poetry with original artworks from noted African and African American poets. And then we continued on in the sixth grade as part of their rites of passage. And they began to develop the poetry in more detail. And then we coordinated it, and we allowed them to bring their poems together to create these poetic masterpieces, I'd like to call them.
Well, I really want to congratulate you
on this.
And can you tell me just a little more about yourself? Have you been at Sunnyside long?
Yes, actually, I've been with the project for 3 years. I've been working in the after-school project, the Academy for Artistic Excellence, for 3 years on developing a culturally responsive pedagogy, which is now called the Rites of Passage. Mr. Kihonya and myself worked with Africa Yaetu and with the Pittsburgh Public Schools to develop the Rites of Passage, and we are happy to be utilizing it in Sunnyside as well as Westinghouse.
That's terrific. And we're going to get started. I don't know if you need to do anything official to get everybody started, but I'll turn it over to you. And what you're going to hear is really a culminating finale in which all of the students here, what's the age range, by the way? I meant to ask you roughly, or the grade range that you've got.
They're all in sixth grade.
Everybody's in
sixth grade. We started with them in fourth grade, and now they're in sixth grade.
So this is the rite of passage culminating event, and we're ready whenever you are.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Kihonya.
Culturally responsive arts education. sports education. It's been a long time, you can stop the waiting. Have no fear, David Patrick is here. My lyrics are gonna make your vision clear. You might think it's weird, but I swear, my lyrics are gonna wash away your nightmares. Used to have slavery, but now we're done. Now we're out here having fun during civil rights movement. Rosa got arrested, Jim Crow laws made more than get tested. Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education.
I have a dream to go hard on people all the time. I have a dream to bust around on my own time. Every time we go hard on each other, oh Lord, makes us feel like brothers. Every time we do, every time we don't, it brings up the question, should we or don't we? Check, one, two, we're out of time. Join us next time when we go to bust around.
Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education.
Our raps are so fat and wiggity wiggity whack, and that's why I'm the MC, and that is a fact. Jay Rizzo on a mic, it can't touch the ice. Pecan butter on watermelon twice. I'm the king, king, wearing all my bling. 24/7, I'm riding on strings. You never heard this, you never heard that. Please leave me alone, cause I really, really got a whack.
Culturally responsive arts education.
I mean, I gotta go to college. She still say occasion with no hesitation. I ain't trying to be based. I'm trying to learn a boat. Angela Davis trying to build a new world and be the creation. I'm simulating the facts in my head like kicks. And while I'm trying to stay away from those fab chicks, trying to teach my little brother multiplication. You can stop the waiting, so there's no conversation.
Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education. Culturally responsive arts education.
Now that you heard all of these messages, we have a dream.
We have a dream. We have a dream. We have a dream to be successful. We have a dream. We have a dream. We have a dream to be successful. We have a dream. We have a dream. We have a dream to be successful.
Black and beautiful as can be. You can't change the way that I am. I am me and I am happy. You can always see the real me. I am black and beautiful as can be. I am black and beautiful. Yeah, that's me.
We are all different in our own ways. But no matter what, Deja and Rachel's friendship stays.
Times can be rough,
but we are both tough.
Because first we fought,
then we were taught.
And after we thought things through,
we realized it's not the right thing to do.
Deja's my left hand,
Rachel's my right.
Without each other, we wouldn't be able to get through tonight.
Our friendship is unbreakable. Without her, my life would be stable.
She's like my sister, always together.
Without her, why I live forever.
Greatest hope is to have a nice family of my own, and I will have a very good job. My deepest fear is that everything will go downhill. I have a dream that I will explore the world, and I will have a job that pays for your trips from place to place. I have a dream that I will live in a red mansion. I will be recognized by many people.
I have a dream to be successful. I hope that I can play the violin and the piano in performances. I also want to sing. I want to make good music and hopefully become famous. I want my very own stage name, and I want to inspire people. I am Jada Talley, and I have a dream.
I have a dream. I have a dream to be normal like everybody else, and not criticized for how I live my life and for who I like. Don't say I'm queer, for I'm only here to stay and be me. Cause here's me trying to tell you they could be who you are, but I curl straight, cause we're all just here.
I am black. I am female. My color is mine. I love my skin. I am me. Perfect, I'm not. Special, I am. I am me. I'm the angel. I'm in your dreams. I'm everywhere you are. Angel, yes, I am. I am me. I'm special. I'm smart. I'm pretty. I am strong. I am me. Can't hurt me. Can't score me. Can't hit me. Call me names. I am strong. I am me. I want to scream. I want to yell. I want to holler. I want to be loud.
I love waking up in the morning, still alive and free. I love when I have a good day and no one can stop me. I love how God made me safe, joyful, and free. I am Cache Odom, and these are the things that I love.
It's been a long time, but you can stop the waiting.
Culturally responsive arts education.
It's been a long time, but you can stop the waiting.
Culturally responsive arts education.
It's been a long time, but you can stop the waiting.
Culturally responsive arts education.
It's been a long time, so you can stop the waiting.
Culturally responsive arts education.
Culturally responsive arts education. It's been a long time, but you can stop the waiting. It's been a long time, but you stopped the waiting.
Awesome. Absolutely terrific. Anybody still nervous? You guys, oh, you guys were great. Let's pass that microphone around and meet the performers. That I have chills. That was absolutely amazing. And now I can tell you, you were heard on, about 8 radio stations all over the world online. And you'll be online forever once we post this at neighborhoodvoices.org. Ms. Helena, do you have anything you want to say after that performance?
I do. There's something I want to say. I want Glenn to tell them what he had to say because we got a little caught up. Oh. And he says, we have a dream to be successful. The kids want to give you just one little chant.
Sure.
That they did, okay? So now that you've heard it, let's hear Glenn.
Okay.
We have a dream.
We have a dream to be successful. We have a dream. We have a dream. We have a dream to be successful.
We have a dream. We have a dream. We have a dream to be successful.
Oh, very good. Well, I think you already are, and I think you will be as long as you stay on the path. Folks care about the promise here?
Yes.
I hope so. Oh, boy. I saw every hand go up. We care about the promise here, too, at SLB very much, and I'm glad to hear that. Let's meet everybody. Why don't we just start on one side, and we'll pass the mic from person to person. Please begin by just telling me your name and any shout-outs you would like to make, and I might ask you a question or two. Do you want to participate as well? If you don't want to, that's okay.
She's welcome.
Okay, everybody's welcome.
My first assistant.
Oh, okay, this is your daughter?
Yes.
Oh, how nice. Well, what's your name?
I'm Brianna.
You count, Brianna. And what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth.
Great. Hold that a little closer, please. And where do you go to school?
Sacred Heart Elementary.
Ah, so, but you're in the same grade as everybody. This is pretty fun, huh? And did you watch your mom work and work and work to get this done?
Yeah.
I'll bet. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
To my sister.
And what's her name?
Bianca.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And now we'll...
And my dad.
And your dad, too. Absolutely. Is he here? He must be. Is he here anywhere?
No.
We'll say hello to him. And let's pass the mic on. And please, as I said, just say your name and who you'd like to give a shout-out to and anything else you might like to say.
My name is Zara Thomas. I want to give a shout-out to my dad, mom, Shirley, and my brothers in Philly and everybody in my family, you know what I'm saying?
Nice job and good work. Let's see who's next.
My name is Justin Morris. I would like to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, and my brothers and my sisters.
My name is David Patrick. I'd like to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, my sister, all my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, and my grandparents for making me who I am and being in my life for me.
My name is John Horsley. I'd like to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, all my sisters, and my whole family.
My name is Deja Reynolds. I'd like to give a shout out to my Nana, my grandpa, my little brother Arthur, my big brother Deshaun, and all the rest of my family. And I'd like to give out to Sunnyside and everybody in this room.
My name is Rachel Gilletley, and I'd like to say thank you to Miss Austin and Mr. Gahonia, and to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, my siblings, and Nick.
My name is Jada Talley. I would like to give a shout out to my family, friends, and my teachers. And a thank you to Miss Olsen and Mr. Cahonia.
My name is Alana Sun, and I'd like to give a shout out to the Sun and Carter family.
My name is Melanie Cambridge. I would like to give a shout out to my family, my grandma, my dad in West Virginia, and my stepdad that's out there right now. And I'd like to give a shout out to Samuel Rosario.
Hey. Hi, my name is Sierra Beck. I would like to give a shout out to my mom, my sisters, and anybody else who's been there throughout my life.
Hi, my name is Cache. I'd just like to have a shout out to my dad, my grandma, my mom for being there for me. And that's it. I love y'all.
Hi, my name is Glenn Allman. I want to give a shout out to my parents and all the people that have been there for me and my family in Chicago.
We had a pass there. And is it Mr. Cahonia? Could you tell us a little bit about the drums that were played and anything you might like to add about what has been accomplished here?
Well, this is an effort of the children, as you see. They very, very important in our society. And for us, as instructor, we come here teaching them the poetry, drumming, dancing, all the program that we're doing over at Sunnyside with Cray. It's just to build their self-esteem, to build them so they become better citizens, and also really, as you heard themselves talking about their own poetry, this is their own writing, and it's coming from themselves. And the drum that you see, that you heard here, we have some djembes, we have some congas, some junjun, and all this was played by children. They made up the beat, they made up the rhythm, so it's wonderful. I just want to really congratulate you guys. You are the best in the world. Give yourself a big hand.
Sunny side. Woo-woo.
Sunny side.
Can we give a shout out to Mrs. Dady and Regina Butler from Sunnyside, the principal and lead teachers?
Oh,
the Miss Butler and
Mr.
Miss
Tina.
Miss Tina.
Miss
Sheila.
Mr. Krause.
Thank you. And who's your project officer at the Heinz Endowments?
Justin Lang.
Justin Lang, a wonderful, beautiful
thank
job.
So
and we do thank them. They support so much wonderful work here. You guys were awesome. You're all invited anytime you might like to perform individually, or maybe you would like to perform as a group again or do more poetry, you're always welcome here. We do this every week. We don't quite always do it up big like we have right now, but you're always welcome. Don't ever forget that. We'd like to see you here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. You're welcome. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday morning.